That's why I'm so big on like teaching, you know, musicians about how to build their credit, how to make an LLC so they can write certain expenses off. I have a passion for knowing where all the money in music comes from. Learn, fail, learn, try. Don't wait.
I saw a clip from the Offset Set It Off Atlanta show. And it looked absolutely fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Like, I was blown away.
Man, it's an amazing thing to be a part of, man. He puts a lot of hard work into everything he does. He is, you know, focused, you know, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know, so.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, the Set It Off album, was that the, because, you know, he only has three, I think, solo albums or two solo albums even? Because he has the one with
Father of Four was before that.
Set It Off.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because then there's the other one that's at the collab project,
yeah,
right?
With Way Out.
Yeah, so is this your first time engineering?
No, I worked on Father of Four.
Oh, you did? Mm. Okay, so let's maybe like compare and contrast like those recording sessions. Obviously, you know, were you new to Set at that point? Like how deep were y'all in to working together with that, you know, project? That was 2019.
Yeah.
5 years later, or sorry, 4 years later, 2023, Set It Off. Let's just like kind of like compare and contrast how different those projects were.
You know, like when you go through different eras and you can appreciate both eras,
yeah,
you know, it's like I've worked with a lot of artists, you know, so I've been around and, you know, I have also like, you know, been in the grind and gutter with a lot of artists. But when I got with Offset, it was like a professional level that I had to kind of like catch up to.
And you got like, called up to the majors.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You were in the, you know, you were in the farm league. You were doing your thing, probably.
I was doing my thing, you know, and I'm
the minors.
Pretty well known, like, with the artists I work with. It was like, you know, things I was doing, but it was just like the speed at which he records at.
Mm-hmm.
I had to catch up to, you know, how, you know, professional, like how, like, you want to be in the studio every night, how have to kind of, like, be on go to a different level. So I feel like Father of Four, like, I had to kind of catch up and, like, learn him. And then, like, Set It Off was different because after that, I've already, like, worked with him. We're kind of in a groove. And it was like, you know, we kind of spent a lot of time on the different records we worked on. And, like, it was like a... It's a special kind of relationship that you got with Set It Off because the time that was really put into, like, some of the records and, like, you know, like, it's definitely a special place. But, like, Father of Four is always home. It's like, okay, you know, this is the origin story.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you find yourself not having time for some artists when you started locking in, when he wants, like, a 12-hour session every day?
Oh, no, like, it's kind of like... Every engineer kind of like locks in with an artist at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have an era where you're working with this artist. Or like I have an era when I've worked with Yachty, when I did a Little Boat with him on a lot of records and we were working out of an apartment. And I have my era when I was working with Yeet a lot of times in the beginning. Or there's certain eras you have where you kind of locked in and engineers get to know the personality of an artist and like, you know, y'all kind of lock in and get some good work in. And stuff like that.
I want to maybe just like for our audience, who's a lot of aspiring artists, I think like understanding maybe what are some of the like unique things about each of those artists' recording processes, right? So like, let's maybe look at like Yeet, Yachty, and Set, right? And let's just think about maybe just something about their process that's very like unique to each of them, right?
When I met Yeet, he had like 100 followers. Like I was more so coming in on as like a manager, kind of like helping Yeet. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're helping build his process versus fitting into a process. That's
yeah, like not, I wasn't really recording him. I'm the kind of guy that was like, yo, here's a template I use.
How'd you find him?
I was still working with Yachty at the time, and he reached out, and we were just, I checked my DMs, and he sent me a record, and at the time, I was rapping.
Okay.
And that was kind of like my play, like, when I first started engineering, because I was like...
I'm going to get myself some features.
Yeah, like, I was a rapper, and I was like, when I met my mentor, he just passed away, his name's Stank Phrase, Big Phrase, he's tatted on my face, it says Stank Phrase.
Oh, wow.
Because he taught me how to engineer. And where all my friends were like rapping and like under him and working with him. And I kind of came at him like, yo, instead of just, I'm trying to rap, but instead of just, you know, seeing when you gonna let me rap on your beats, like, what can I do to help you? Like, you know, so he was like, yo, you can engineer for me. And, you know, that one thing led into me like trying to, you know, always offer more to artists or people that I want to work with or be a part of. So like when I would work with different artists, I would be like, you know, like, I engineer you for free. I pay for the studio time, but just
like, but I get a 12.
Shout, give me a feature. Yeah. Like, shout me out. Shout my tag out on the record.
Yeah,
you know, like. I was just trying to, and that's something I preach. It's called cash or credit. It's like, so many people would be focused on the cash, but I realized like, yo, I can't really charge people for engineering if I don't have my name out there. So any popping artists, especially like in the SoundCloud era, the beautiful SoundCloud era, like all
the
of them,
glory days. Yeah,
like I would work with Fonny, I would work with Yachty, me and Swag Hollywood and Richie South had a tape. Like, I was investing my own money, like, just trying to work with any artists, like, coming up, you know? And that's why I would fuck with Yeet, because I was like, oh, man, he's hard. Let me.
Well, yeah, what'd you see features. In him?
He was just hard. He was
just
hard and.
Because it's like,
he,
you know.
I'm not going to lie. He worked for his shit. Like, I was like, yo, maybe you should do engineer yourself so you don't have to do. He engineers himself. He probably makes his own beats. They're, like, the man was working so hard. There was a time I remember I pulled up on him. We was talking, and I was like, yo, how many songs you did this month? He showed me his catalog. He did like 120
Sheesh.
Songs in a month. 120 songs in a month. And then we would like release records. So I was like, all right, we're releasing this record. And me, I'm trying to like invest money, and I'm not really having money like that. So I'm like, man, you gonna drop the record before I even can put money to help you? Or we gotta get it mixed and mastered. He's like, man, fuck all that, man. I'm dropping. So like where he's at is a testament to his hard work and ethic.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's a little late in the episode, but folks, we got Jay Rich on the podcast.
Let's go.
I was like, I didn't find a place to like dodge in there. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
that's a good spot, I think.
It was like double dutching. But no, obviously, you know, you heard the man. I mean, you know, engineering for some of your favorite rappers, just an entrepreneur at heart too. I feel like you just really love business and trying to figure out how you can help people, right? And obviously, like, you know, make plays for yourself too. You know, former quasi manager to Yeet, who now everyone knows and loves, right? So yeah, this dude is a legend in the city.
We're blessed to have him on the pod.
We are blessed to have him on the pod. But
just
no, man,
good game. Just here to give game.
That's what we do here.
Yeah. So what was your favorite, you know, memory from working on Set It Off? Cause it sounds like obviously Father of Four has a, you know, special place in your heart, but like, is there, you know, one,
I just love, cause he just took his time. Like he'll
how long did he take?
I think we was recording for like a year or two.
Okay.
And I just remember like first time he was like, bro, I need you. Let's lock in, create some real dope shit. And like, we would record so many songs, and he'd be like, okay, we got a track list. And then he'd be like, you know what? Nah, we need to go even harder. And it was just working on a different level. Like, people don't know, he like, you know, like organized a lot of the instruments himself. Like, we had instruments come at it. Like, you know, it's kind of cool to like, you know, when you could really bounce ideas off with the artist that really wants to be a part of the whole process.
So he's open to that. You're doing a lot of that back and forth kind of with him?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like also with like vocal production? Are you giving feedback on takes? Like maybe you could say that one better, that kind of thing? Or does he kind of know?
It's both. Like sometimes I'll be like, you know, let's do that one over. Or sometimes he'll be like, you know, we'll record it 10 times and be like, one more time, you know? So it's
one more time.
Yeah. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah. Thank God we didn't pay him to say that, folks.
We swear.
I promise.
This is not a
we
paid
didn't
episode.
Pay him to say that. But no, I think that's an interesting topic I wanted to definitely touch on, right? Is like, you know, you've been 4 or 5 years.
Maybe 6, 7.
Okay, wow. Okay, so at what point do you feel like you really earned his trust? Because I feel like what Henry's saying, you actually commenting and like throwing in suggestions, like I would assume you maybe didn't come out the gate.
Especially with an artist who's already at that level. You know, you didn't help build him up.
That just comes with time, man. You come with time, and then, you know, you also can't be like a scared engineer either, but it just comes with time and like, you know, reading the room and knowing, you know, when you build your trust with, and that goes for any artist. Like,
is that just people skills?
Yeah, it's just having good people skills. Yeah. It's like, you know, when I work with Yachty, it's the same thing. Or, you know, when I work with any rapper, it was like, you know, you just gotta take your time, because at the end of the day, you know, in a lot of situations, you know, you have to recognize that, oh, okay, this artist has already achieved so many things without me. So maybe instead of looking at what, you know, I need to teach this artist or what I need to put this artist on game, because I'm such a creative, like, you know, maybe I can learn something too. Like, you know, so like, it's the same thing with engineering. Like, engineers, I feel like should work so much more together, because the engineer that just started yesterday could find out a short key that you never knew about and you've been engineering for 10 years.
Change your whole fucking world.
Transforms the session.
Change your whole fucking game. Yeah. Like, one of the short keys that I learned, let's say you just press play, right? And the artist decides, like, okay, we're just going to start rapping. And you didn't even see it coming and you thought you missed it. But if you press 3 and record a little space in the end, it doesn't. You could drag it down and then pull it back.
Yeah.
And get the whole take.
Go back in time. I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's what the fuck? Because all you do is press play, and sometimes you're thinking they're just listening.
But they just start rapping.
Or they might start mumbling, and then you could just tell after being locked in with the artist, like, oh, they might want to rehear that mumble, or, you know, that might be a take they wanted, and then be like, you know, you just been pressing play, and next thing you know, they're like, keep that. And you're like, wait a minute, 3.
Yeah, record, and drop it, go down, back in time.
Go back in time, and I kept it.
So, yeah, that's massive. I use that all the time.
That changed my game, like, at a point where I thought, I was like, oh, man, I know everything. But
no, I feel like everyone that we have on here is always trying to pick up game from, like, the younger generation or, like, the new generation, right? Because sometimes you're just stuck in your ways and you just have a way of doing things, and it got you to a certain point. So it is almost like, maybe I don't need to look out, look around and see what else other engineers are doing. But I mean, that's just not true. You know what I mean? So all the greatest, I feel like, are always trying to learn from their mentors, but also trying to learn from, honestly, like, their mentees or, like, people that they, you know, see that are coming in the game, right?
And these kids coming up now that are just born with, like, iPads in their hands, and they're like playing Fortnite and shit, and they're just so fast, and they're coming in engineering, they can, like, just do the craziest, like, you know, we're competing with them now.
That also works with artists. Like, my whole thing that I really crave to work with and work on is, like, what's coming next, you know, like, what's going on. Like, for instance, someone that I like working with right now is Tony Snow.
Oh, yeah, we love,
like,
Tony.
He's a hard Atlanta artist, so, like, whenever I can work with him, I don't charge. I'm just trying to lock in. And, like, my brother J, our director, he has this thing called Real One, and he did a project with him. So I'm like, all right, cool, let me tap in. But I love tapping in with JR, because he's always telling me, like, what's going on, like, the whole way with Anisha right now, and, like, Spook, and, like, the rappers going on.
Yo, Spook did a guest performance at our concert.
Yeah, that's hard. Like, yeah, I'm trying to be in and all that. Like, he was the first one to put me on to, like, Boss Man D-Lo, like, like, 6-7 months ago. So I'm getting around my guys. I'm listening to the project, and then next thing you know, he starts going crazy. So it's like, I'm a big fan of, like, yo, everybody tries to network vertically. You need to network diagonally. Try to get to someone that's, like, popping now. Like, try to offer your services. Try to, you know, maybe buy them some studio time, you know, when they'll really need it and appreciate it, you know, instead of waiting to someone's a big ass celebrity with a label budget.
They don't need you anymore.
And you're in your their DMs talking about, you know, please, I have a degree. I'm pretty good. Like, help me. Like,
man, it's huge what you're saying right now. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, being willing to place bets on people and, like, take risks.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. The fact that you're open to buying rapper studio time when you should be being the one hype, like, you know, in the
traditional,
the stereotypical traditional way. Mm-hmm. Like, but I feel like if you're creative with your business, this is something we talk about all the time. It's like, y'all are creative with your art. Why are we not thinking creatively when it comes to the business side of things? Like, that's an investment on your end.
I used to do it all. I remember back in the day, I used to do power shoots. I would hit.
Am I supposed to know that?
Power shoots is when you get a bunch of photographers together.
Oh.
And they take pictures of whoever, right? So what I would do is I would find artists that I would think, you know, are going to come up or like would appreciate a free power photo shoot from a big photographer.
Yeah.
So like, and then what I would do is I would invite the public so they could be in the mix and like be taking pictures around these artists. So like I had Saha the Prince come to one. I had 21 Savage. Actually, that picture on his first mixtape.
Yeah.
Like that was done at one of the power shoots.
Really?
Bro, let's steal this idea.
This is a genius idea, Jay Rich.
We're getting all the big rappers to show up.
This is so smart.
Or maybe... we can do it one more time.
Should we just try and maybe we can do it one more time. Business?
Since he said one more time, I think we make
we
it happen.
We almost just cut him out, bro.
Yeah,
we were so close
but
to cutting him out.
But everybody was there. Like, I think Jaquez came, and it was so easier than I thought. Like,
yeah.
Like,
why wouldn't they want that? It's about providing value. That's how you get people to show up. And
shout out to Keys Open Doors. Like I hit her. She's the.
We love I was Key. Texting with her today.
She's the reason why I kind of got in the game too. Like I remember seeing her. She was managing like Fat Kid's brother at the time. I was in college and I was super eager.
The 2-9 days.
Yeah, and I was like, "Yo, I'm trying to get in the game." She was like, "You should intern at Mind's Eye." You know, and like in Mind's Eye was like this graphic design t-shirt place. And like from interning there, I would get free studio time. But like, I'm rapping, but not really that dope. But let my friend had just got signed by Waka Flocka, Brick Squad Monopoly, Blair Masquerade. I was like, yo, I can get free studio time to you. And then that turned into Southside and Lex Luger and Deb Anthony needing to use Mind's Eye so they could do some stuff on Watch the Throne or some shit, you know? So it's just creating value, you know, and just being there and creating those relationships, you know, that can turn into, but like...
And placing those early bets, like you said, like, I mean, it's the guy that, you know, he will buy a shitcoin looking for the 100X. That's the same thing as like betting on an artist early, you know? Like,
I will definitely buy a shitcoin.
It's easy to buy NVIDIA right now, but like, you know.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
It's a company that makes chips. You've heard of
AI.
Oh, I thought you were talking about shitcoins.
Well, I'm just shit.
You went from
shitcoin
to a real company.
Yeah, that's the
how. Why am I supposed to follow that?
Because one of them is, you know, shitty, and one of them's like biggie, blown up and like
shitty
and
biggie,
gone crazy recently. So he's betting on the little guys because those have the potentially the biggest returns.
It's about investing.
So
yeah.
So was it super calculated at that point, or were you just like having fun, or like, you know, where was your mind at when you were starting to try to like put all these plays to get right, like
just hustling. You just gotta keep hustling, like try to be a dot connector and add value, you know. And that is what I've always been on, like not being too proud, you know. At times I done had to be an assistant on the road, at times I done had to wait long hours, at times, you know, you just got to be ready to put in the work.
Yeah. Yeah, something we've, you know, talked about. I can't remember who the fuck said it, but basically...
It's 190 episodes. It's okay.
I know. But the gist was basically like there's too many rappers or even just, you know, creatives in general or people in the music business that try to put on this front of like they've already made it and they're not able to humble themselves and pay, you know, maybe play those roles, right? It's just like the entitled nature of it's in, I think it's maybe specific to hip hop and rap a lot at the time. I'm gonna just be honest, but like the entitled nature of people who are like just getting started and like trying to figure shit out where they think that they only need to do it this way because that's like what they see at the highest level or something. But like when you're trying to build something.
Yeah. All that being cool, you know, like, trying to do all that, that's cool, but my whole thing is, you got money or do you not? Did you win or do you lose? Are you putting numbers on the board or are you not? Are you staying at the crib or are you outside? You know, so like, and that comes with, you know, just keep hustling, like all that fake facade of what's going on. Like I don't get into all that. Like,
yeah,
is we helping people? Is we making good music? You know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Willie Joe from Generation Now said there's a lot of picture taking ass rappers or something. Like, I feel like that's the thing, man. It's like
that was a good one.
Even managers, A&Rs, people that like are in the music business, there's so much facade when like no one's doing like the work. Sometimes, bro, I don't feel like enough results are actually happening.
Yeah, I still don't feel like I know enough or I'm done enough. Like,
where do you feel like you're lacking still? Like, you know what I mean? You know, where's your focus at on like how Jay Rich can get better right now? Because like, you've obviously come a long way.
Yeah,
clearly.
For sure. But You know, I want a diamond record. I want to win a Grammy for being a good engineer.
Oh, wow.
You know, I want to, you know, I want to just keep working, man. I want to be multimillionaire, you know, so like, gotta keep hustling, put numbers on the board.
What's the best part of your job?
There's no set schedule.
That's the best, but that gives me anxiety, bro.
No, it's the best part.
I like schedules.
He can make his own schedule.
I like schedules.
Yeah, like
a company gives you your schedule.
Like, yeah, well, I'm super focused this week. No. So I'm getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning and I'm working out. But next week,
maybe I need 4 days off to chill and reset. You know, what I mean, I can do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
And the best part of my job is traveling.
How do you record on the road? What's that like?
Oh, yeah, you got to have that setup.
What is the road setup like for you and I guess, set
these,
or
these
or
days,
other
I
house?
Feel like you don't need a whole lot, though, right? I mean, you little
40,
interface.
Actually, I met 40 on the Migos Drake tour, and he set me down, and he gave me, like, a list of a cool ass like roll setup and was just.
Can we get the list?
Breaking it down.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that serious.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. I think people need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what was on there?
It's a good pair of headphones and Apollo.
Yeah. He kind of broke it down to me. It was like, yo, man, this is what we use. It's not that serious, you know? It pretty much boiled down to just being like some regular shit. Like, you get your 2/8 or whatever speakers you want. You want to bring a sub, you know, you want to bring 2 headphone splitter. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring your little interface, your little Apollo, you good to go. You get what I'm saying?
It's funny how reverse I've gone in my engineering career. I was always the guy like, oh shit, new plugin. You know, I kind of fall for the marketing. Like, this is going to level up my engineering. Now I got to pay this monthly subscription, add this plugin to my repertoire. If I'm going to stay the best engineer, I need. And now all of a sudden I have like 50 plugins from 25 different manufacturers.
Yeah.
And as I've gone along, now I'm more on the lines of like, shit, Logic stock plugins, pretty good. They're pretty good. And if I forget my iLock somewhere, they're still going to work. If I want to stop paying for half of these, I can still get the job done. So just really looking at like, what do you actually need? How do these things actually work? Understanding like the fundamentals of what every plugin does. You realize that like even the guys at the very top have pretty basic like vocal chains.
And to me, it's like, I like recording more than I like mixing.
Why is that?
I like making the record with the artists, coming up with the creative for the record, you know, how the record is formed, you know. Like,
you got a little producer heart in you.
You know, like drops or how we're going to do the vocal production, like going back and forth with like, yo, what's the hook going to be? Or like, you know, how do you feel if I put this right here, you know? And then it's kind of like, all right. Let you mix it, you know? Like,
yeah. All right, see you tomorrow.
I like being with the artists and we like kicking it and vibing and being the creators in the session. You know, like I feel like, you know, that used to be, I guess, the producer, but now I don't feel like the recording engineer gets enough credit sometimes.
They're producers at this point.
No, right? I feel like it's always like, oh, if you're a recording engineer and you don't mix, like, Yeah, what the fuck is you doing?
You're a studio intern.
Yeah. It's like, whoa. You know what I'm
saying? There will be no recording engineering slander on this podcast.
Yeah.
We stand with our engineers.
No, but he's right, though. Like, these days, the typical recording engineer is making production decisions.
And,
but they're not getting points.
And the mixing engineer might get a point before the recording engineer, but really the recording engineer and the artist, they like
true
think it's thieves.
Yeah.
Like,
they got the vibe that they handed to the mix engineer.
Yeah, you the
that's
the
crazy.
The
to
recording
me.
Engineers with the artist all the time, so and they're with them every day, and they're the recording engineer is normally the person thugging like, yo, I'm on the road with you. I got all the hard drives. And,
Those hard drives are the most important part of this whole thing.
And just your presence in the studio has a greater effect than emailing the mixing engineer the files and they email back a cleaner version of
now,
the same
that's
exact
not
record.
Discredit the amazing mixing engineers.
Of course not.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love those sessions when it's like the mixing engineer, the recording engineer, and people are putting their heads together. Like, you know, shout out to Bangs and TZO that mix Set It Off. I love those guys. I feel like
it's like the Avengers.
Every job has a certain amount of respect. Like, you know,
that, oh, they're all important.
Like, even, you know, and it's kind of like that. That's what I think about. Even like, you know, there's a lot of unsung hero songwriters or like,
sure. Writers
just are like, you know,
trash when it comes to
they don't
to
even get their fucking name on the Spotify credits.
Most times.
So disastrous.
Like, so like, you know, or A&R that puts it all together. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, ooh, yo, you guys should work with this writer. You need to be working with this producer and it comes out to be a hit, or let's get this person to mix it. It's,
and so you used to always want to be an A&R, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
do you still want to? Is that,
I kind of always like had an eye for talent because that was how I did my engineering. Like, I had with Phrase, Thank Phrase, RIP Phrase.
RIP.
We used to open up a lot of studios and would work. And that's how I became, you know, even more of a hustler. Like, okay, we got to pack this thing out, you know. But then I started realizing I didn't have any credits. So, like, when we kind of did our own things, I met this person named Too Official. Too Official.
Too Official.
Is the GOAT.
Sounds important.
He was kind of like how I got my start in QC. He had me, like, doing promo runs for Rich the Kid, and he would always, like, put me into the game to, like, record a session. So he hooked me up with this studio and was like, yo, you can stay here. I just need you to record my artists. And then from there, I got a job. And then I was like, you know what? I have a job. I'm going to record artists for free. So that's how I started working with Yachty.
Bro, doing free work in the beginning is so clutch. Like, yeah. I feel like everyone has worked for free the beginning.
But not everyone has that luxury is kind of the thing.
But then get a fucking job.
Yeah.
Because I just, that just goes back to the whole like entire, I mean, dude, we've done a lot of shit for free.
Sure.
Let's just fucking call it what it is. Like,
yeah,
we're not charging people to come on to the platform. We're editing shit for free. We're doing a lot of shit for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, we interviewed Bankroll Got It, great producers based in LA. Their whole model is they built a very nice studio. They make sick beats. They bring people in for free. They never charge for a session. They pay an engineer to sit there and record.
Goes back to what he's done, bro.
And then, you know, so these artists, these big artists are, you know, if they can't get into like a label studio one day, it's like,
genius.
Hey, boom, we got Bankroll, free session, hard beats. They provide liquor and candy and snacks.
Oh,
and
the whatever vibes you need. The vibes are high. Bro.
Like, who wouldn't want to pull up to Bankroll for a fucking session,
and,
bro?
And then from there, from Yachty, I was able to like charge like the people in my DMs now. It was like, okay.
Oh, he works with Yachty.
And then my name would be like, might be in a fader, or my name would be on the tags. And
yeah.
I started buzzling. I remember I worked with Gleesh a lot.
That's a throwback.
Yeah,
bro.
You can hear my tag on that.
Oh, shit.
Engineer tags, underrated.
Underrated. But like, they would
should
put
everyone
it on
have one?
There.
I mean, should every engineer have it?
I think it's little tags are just, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, listen to my story and then figure out what you are going to do to get on. Like, don't just listen to me and be like, you know,
that's what I got
to
do.
This is my story. This is what I did. You don't have to do what I did, but whatever you do to get on is going to be something you do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Everybody is always like, okay, let me pay somebody real quick. Let me do this quick collab. It's about consistency. Just like y'all. Y'all have 190 episodes.
Yeah.
And y'all drop one every week.
Yeah.
So that's the resume for success. It's about find something, stay down, work, knock it out.
I feel like something that I want us to do, and even though I'm the like guilty culprit here as far as like looking left and right at what other people are doing and be like, oh, well, they did it this way. Like, maybe we should do it like that. I don't feel like we take enough risks either. And like not being afraid to just like throw our fucking tag on there. Cause no one was probably throwing engineer tags. Had you heard it?
I would be so cool with the artist. They would like say my name or
yeah,
like,
that's the KY engineering thing too.
And I would take it and put it in the front of the song or like, you know, like I think Yachty said my name in an interview and that was my tag for a little bit. And then one time Wrong Fortune just in the beginning of the song was like, Jay Rich better wake up and record this. And that was trending for a little bit.
Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
But that was kind of, worst kind of, engineer now, ever, wait a minute Jay now. Rich.
I'm actually known
for sleeping in sessions
as the sleepwalker engineer.
That's your moniker?
Nah, like, I work so hard that I might be...
You record with his eyes closed.
Yeah, I can record with my eyes closed. I promise you I can.
That's why he needed that short key, bro. That's why he needed that shit. Exactly. I'm on to you, bro.
But I'm not going to lie to you, ask anybody. It's almost crazy to see me work in the studio. Am I lying, Andrew? Am I lying?
This guy works harder than any person that you know.
Hardest worker.
I believe it, bro.
Sleep at some point.
So, like, I might be recording the song, and I might, as soon as I can sleep while you're trying to figure out what you're trying to rap.
Yeah.
And then once you're ready to record, I record it.
Wow.
I'm sleeping while you're, it's crazy.
That's a superpower. So
people have seen it. It's crazy.
I gotta see that, bro.
My skill is that I always keep the music playing. Mm-hmm. I always keep the music playing. I always start it back.
Yeah.
I do all my editing while I'm recording. So, like, you can't even, you know, notice.
Keeps the vibes high.
Keeps the vibe going. I might put drops in there while I'm recording or whatever.
How fun is that?
It's super cool.
That's got to be the best part.
And then, like, they hear it, you know, and like, without you having said anything, they're like, oh, that was hard. What was that? Yeah, keep that.
And you might be trying to, like, come up with a bar. And then you hear a couple drops in before it's time for you to rap, and now you're in the mode to, like...
Oh, yeah. I'm in the mode right now. Yeah, let's go. Okay. Damn. Well, I was going to ask you what your superpower was as an engineer, but it sounds like sleeping while recording.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had a question.
It's answered. Cross it off.
Cross that one off the list. But no, so one thing we talked about with, I think it was Landstrip Chip, you know, who kind of wears multiple hats, songwriter, producer, artist, obviously, whatever, is just about how... you need to interface with, like, the various personalities and characters that might be in a studio session. So, you know, you already mentioned it. Sometimes you're going to have, of course, the artist. Sometimes you might have the manager, the A&R, the songwriter, the producer, the homies, the girls, the whoever the fuck, right? Like, how do you go about managing those, like, various stakeholders within a studio session?
I just make sure I'm on point. Let me make sure I get to the session early. Okay, cool. If the songwriter's coming, where is, you know, let me be on it early. Did the songwriter already work on some beats? Do I have them already? Are they loaded up already? Do I know the tempo? Do I know the keys? Like, you know, all right, do I have the acapella of what the songwriter did? You know, do I have the instrumental of what the songwriter actually wrote to? So that if the artist wants to rap to it, it's easy, you know? Okay, cool, all right, cool. A&R sent some beats. Did I already listen to all the beats so I know which ones to play? Because I kind of know my artists more than, you know, other people, because that's the recording engineer's job. You know, you got to do...
How many people are trying to get beats to you for Offset?
A million, like, you know. But
I got a few beats. So.
But it's always cool, though.
Like, damn it, Henry. Now's not the time, Henry. Now's not the time.
Seems like a perfect time.
But it's not just Offset. Like,
Shoot your shot.
I'm doing a lot of sync opportunities right now. Like, I post them on Baton.
What's that?
It's like a new app that just came out.
He said that so casual. Like, I was like, I was supposed to know
what Baton.
It's a new app.
Sync opportunity app?
No. It's an app to where it makes it easier for me to, like, post different opportunities or for people to send me music.
Oh.
You get what I mean?
Okay.
So I got a profile on there, and then, like, I post a lot of sync opportunities and stuff like that. So since we don't get percentage of a record, I'm always trying to make some money. Like, so if I could place some sync records from producers or artists with some extra records laying around, and I can make a couple thousand or whatever I can make.
Hustler, cool, baby.
Cool, you know?
Because, bro, yeah, without making royalties, there's no making money in your sleep. Like, if you get a hit record, you know, you're making money in your sleep while people stream it. Engineer, you know,
or
if
sync.
If you're not recording
royalties
or mixing a record, you're probably not getting paid. It's
like, you
got
to think. Well, imagine if I record a record, right, and the label pays me what, you know, probably a couple hundred per record or whatever for a day, you know. And let's say that
whatever. He didn't want to drop it, bro.
What's the rate?
What's the day rate, bro? What's the day rate?
I want a 12-hour session with Jay Rich tomorrow.
Well, actually,
talk to Andrew.
Actually, when I first started on my own, like before I even dealt with the label, I built my name up with Yachty and Chris Williams. He was like my man's. Like, he's still my best friend, but he was like, "Yo, let me put you out a website." So he put my website together. And while I was working with Yachty, doing, like, he was just shouting me out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was like, "Let's put your rate up there." And I was like, "Man, I kind of want to be booked day rate, you know, just booked at a time to make it easier for me, because if not, I might be just cancel working with this big artist just to do 2 hours. It doesn't make sense. You know? So I jumped off the porch with $1,500 for 12 hours. Yeah. So I would take the money.
It's a nice day rate, bro.
Yeah.
It's a nice day rate.
I would take the money and have to still book the studio time.
Yeah, but.
But, you know, I found cool studios that would be like, yo, I'll charge you this without an engineer. So
yeah,
we put it up on my website. I swear, in like a couple days, we were just sitting on the couch, chilling. And it's like, ding, ding, ding. Like, and that's when I was like, okay, cool. Like,
I love that sound. You know, that's the sound of money, bro.
Money's calling,
I
was baby. Like, yeah.
I want to hear that.
But yeah, what I was really trying to say is, like, an engineer could get paid for a song, right? And let's say that song goes double platinum. Or mildly, we're just talking about one platinum, because there's a plaque for each platinum. Period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every time you want to buy that plaque, it's like $300-$400, maybe $700.
I hate hearing these. I hate hearing this, bro. We've heard this so many times about plaques. I'm like,
I got an invoice right now for plaques.
I want a plaque.
I'll buy one. I will too, dude.
But like, fuck, bro. Why don't they fucking provide them?
What's my invoice right now for?
$10,000
for my plaques. And so it's like, if I pay for the plaque, I'm going to go in debt because of how much I got paid for the song.
Right.
Especially if I, like,
if you want all of your plaques.
Taste is 9 times platinum right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then they're only letting me buy up to 7 times platinum. Mm. And I'm like, yo, why can't we just skip to 9 times so I won't have to buy it again?
Yeah.
They're trying to get it. It don't work like that, or the label doesn't move like that. And I'd be like, what?
The label doesn't move like that.
You know, but this is my most recent invoice for plaques. And
it was the exact number, man.
Oh my God, $9,157.
Jesus.
For plaques.
And Andrew, they said the price going up, right?
Everything changes all the time.
Meaning, like, that's what you would have to pay
to get every plaque.
You would have to pay. So that's
why I'm
That's why I'm so big on, like, teaching, you know, musicians about how to build their credit, how to make an LLC so they can write certain expenses off.
Yes.
That's why I'm so big about Track It, so you can get your
money. What's Track It?
Let's talk about Track It, bro. Track It is a great platform. You know, I met Andrew through a mutual friend of mine.
Shout out Andrew in the building.
Shout out Andrew.
My boy Joseph Hines put me into contact with Andrew at Track It. My boy Joseph Hines. What it is like Andrew would talk to the record labels for me. You know, like, okay, cool. If I have an invoice, sometimes you might not know how to work Uniport. Or sometimes you don't want to be the person to talk about this uncomfortable situation about getting paid. Like, okay, cool. Trackit steps in, talks to the label, goes back and forth, you know, and then helps you expedite your payment. So a lot of these labels put you on net 90s, net 60s. Like, I was working...
Explain what net 90 even means.
Net 90s means you have to wait 90 days, 3 months, before they even start processing for you to get paid. Not for you to immediately get paid.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was working for a label.
We're working on it. Yeah. 90 days later, we're working on it.
Like, I remember I was working with a label, and they was like, all right, submit this so you can get paid. I submitted it. I was like, all right, I'm working, waiting on my money. What's going on?
You're like, okay, yeah,
I'll be here tomorrow. I'm still spending gas money driving out there to record to record this artist. And then at the same time, I was being modest. I would drive out there. I would wait around and kick it with the artist, you know, and then sometimes the artist might not record. So when the artist didn't record, I didn't even submit invoices for that day.
I do that.
We know you do, man.
And we know you do, bro.
So then I'll go out and, you know, I think my rate was like $35 an hour. So I'll go out, we only recorded 2 hours today, or we only recorded 1 hour today.
You
or,
were honest Abe about this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because I didn't know, like, the idea of like what a
you were, you know, fucking
day
yourself.
Rate was. Like, it was, I was losing. Like, yeah. So when I met Andrew, he was like, well, other engineers labels get paid on day rate, or other, this is how it works, or boom, 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 kind of also teaching you the game. So then it kind of made the conversation a lot more comfortable when they were talking to the label and just helping me get paid, and then also getting advanced the money So you don't have to wait.
That's huge.
Wait, those net. That's means a lot.
That's the biggest. That's actually the biggest part.
You know, because I got
borderline the biggest part. Like,
you know, I got a son. You know, I got bills to pay. You know, like, and then a lot of times you'll see these, you know, big time engineers working with big artists, but it's like, yo, you know, where's your foundation at home? Like, where's your crib at? Where's your, you know, car at? Where's your money at? You know, like,
the way he asked that last version of the question, where's your money at?
You know, and it's like, and it's like almost, it's like the artist might not even know, like, okay, you might not even know how it works to even tell you. So it's your responsibility. A lot of these engineers get mad at the artists or like try to put a lot of, you know, guilt on the artist to figure out something that they should be on themselves.
The artist doesn't want to be involved in it just as much as you don't.
And they're like, yo, do I have to pay you? Or, oh, the label can pay you? Oh, cool. Go to the label.
Maybe it comes out of their budget.
Yeah, it's still coming out of their budget, but it's like the same thing as like not paying out up front. It's like, all right, cool. You know, so it's
huge.
Like, you kind of know what the game is. So like me with Andrew kind of let me know like, okay, this is how much people normally get paid. This is what these engineers are getting paid. This is what you should kind of be getting paid. This is, you know, this is how Uniport works. This is boom, 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 kind of made it easier for me. And then, you know, after talking to them and becoming partners with them, business partners with them on it, we kind of were talking about it. And I was like, you know, health insurance is real important for engineers. And we need to find a way to provide that to engineers who in need, because we're on the road and our health needs to be important, you know, because you're on the road doing these late night sessions. You don't have time to eat right. You might not have time to work out. You might not have a good sleep regimen. You might be in another city and get sick and you might need to go to the doctor real quick. You know, you might not always be able to go to the doctor in your neighborhood or city. So
it's a very unhealthy career in like a lot of ways. I'm gonna be completely honest. Sitting still for 12 hours in smoke-filled rooms, drinking, eating out, late night, all the things you just mentioned, right? Then you're tired as fuck. You're not working out. Like, it can't. Exactly. It's not a recipe for success when it comes to, like,
that's being why healthy. Labels don't provide this shit, you know? They want no part of that. So
now we offer it through Track It. So, like,
that's huge. It up.
So now I get a health stipend every week to pay my health insurance and, it's wonderful.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I think the thing I loved, you know, we were talking about this a little bit off camera. Like, I think the thing that I also loved, you know, a lot about it is it's almost that like education and community building side of it too. Because, you know, like you said, engineers just don't necessarily know what the fuck someone else is getting or what they could be getting, right? It's just like a lack of knowledge and information. And I feel like we're not transparent enough as just industry people. I mean, shit, I don't think there's enough transparency amongst like podcasters and content creators about like how much money there is to be made and how you can make it and like the norms that exist or like ways to go about doing business and all the other just nuts and bolts of things,
right? You'd be surprised. That's kind of like always been my passion. Like, I've taught a lot of people like, oh, what? You didn't know there was YouTube publishing or you do. That's why like I have a passion for knowing where all the money in music comes from. Like, I wrote a record for a small artist and it ended up doing like pretty well. I was like, yo, like, where's my money at? You know, like, where do I find it? Oh, you gotta, oh, you're not supposed to sign up as your own publisher because that means you have to go collect it under ASCAP. Like, they're not teaching you this stuff where, like, there's so many people who, even though they're expensive, they don't know how to get their plaques. They're like, how do I even get their plaques? Oh, you gotta get certain clearances from different labels to even get your plaques.
Really?
Yeah, they have to approve you. That's how you get your plaque. So that's another thing that I'm working with Andrew on. Like, yo, we need to come up with a process where people could come to us and be like, you know, hey, I need to get my plaques. Okay, we'll handle the communication for you and your clearances on your plaques for you because we have certain connections and network.
That's dope, man.
It's just like kind of like you said, it's so much. And what I want to motivate people is there's always people being like, you know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Everybody wants somebody to teach them something.
Yeah.
Like, go learn. Go read a book. Like, go online. Go Google. Why you need a helping hand?
Why do we got to put this info on TikTok for y'all?
Yeah, every
day. Why can't we put out a course?
Like, hey, bro, I would have did that, but you ain't taught me yet. Like, what? Like, you're a grown man. Like,
it's overwhelming, though, sometimes, I think. Just to, like, play devil's advocate, I'm also a firm believer in exactly what you're saying. But for the record, I'm like, have you even looked it up, you know what I mean, and tried to figure it out yourself?
Man, I remember, I know I probably told this story before. I remember I worked on a record with Yachty and K Supreme.
Okay.
And on SoundCloud, was going crazy, millions.
Really?
And during the studio session, Brandon's like, yo, you're going so crazy on the engineering. I'm going to give you a producer. So I saw it going crazy on the internet. You know what I did? I didn't even have that much money. I bought a bus ticket to New York. I Googled the SoundCloud office. I went up there, knocked on the door. Hey, y'all. Y'all got this song on this platform. Brandon said, I got a percentage of it. What's going on?
What?
I was like, you know, what's going on? They was like, you know,
paid me with a check or?
Hey, is Mr. SoundCloud available? I'd like to talk to him right now.
I'd like to talk to Mr. Cloud.
and a lot of people can attest, for me doing that, not only did they set me up a meeting to sit down with people, but they also taught me how the payment works for SoundCloud. I was able to help other people get paid from SoundCloud, like Famous Dex, like other producers that even know that was a check from SoundCloud directly. You know,
how does getting paid from SoundCloud work?
Well, it was kind of like admin. When they say admin deals SoundCloud, they'll pay you. Or there's like something called YouTube publishing. There's another check out there that you get from these kind of plays.
These hidden checks.
On services. Yeah, so it's just like,
they're not going to blow you up about it.
They're not promoting it. Nope. They're not telling many
but
people about it.
At the same time, it works both ways, because once an artist is getting paid from the platform, they promote it more. So
yeah,
it was like almost like when I was making a lot of connections I make, or when I do things, it's always a win-win. Like, oh, like.
So it sounds like.
It's like.
Like the photo
SoundCloud
shoot thing.
Is like, yo, you want to connect me us to Famous Dex team? Fucking sure. Like, you know?
Yeah, because they probably didn't have the direct relationships with the artists and shit.
Or whoever. It's just, it was all love. Like,
yeah.
So it's always like, don't wait. Like, learn, fail, learn, try. He knows that by being a DJ. Like,
yeah.
You know,
I failed a lot.
I love he calls you a DJ. Yeah,
well, we bonded over both being DJs earlier.
I know.
Yeah.
But it just hits home for me.
We're a fucking degenerate.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I know he is. I just met you, but like.
Y'all
do seem cut from the same cloth, you know?
Well, we both engineer, play golf, and trade crypto, so.
And drink lots of whiskey.
Yeah. We had a few shots before this.
I don't know what they're talking about.
He can neither confirm nor deny.
But, you golf, shout out to Eastside Golf.
Yeah, you know, man. Shout out to the guys. There, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yo, so I heard the term. I actually went on live stream last night and I was trying to get like questions from our audience, and I heard the term loudness wars. Do you know this?
Of course.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't.
This is an age old.
I thought people were fucking with me. There were so many suggestions of questions. Like someone said, ask him about if he uses a lunchbox.
Yeah.
For like an outboard gear. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck's a lunchbox? I thought they were fucking with me.
So
loudness wars.
Okay, you want to stick with that?
Yeah, I just want to start with loudness
wars. Well, the lunchbox
wars.
Is just adorable. I want to touch on that.
It is.
Go ahead.
They're adorable.
Okay.
They are.
So you know the classic piece of outboard gear is like
what does that mean?
Yay big.
What's an outboard
gear? It's a physical piece of
man.
Gear.
Like you're talking to a fifth grader. Right. Like I'm not even a fifth grader when it comes to that. I'm like.
So these plugins, these digital plugins, they're all based on real gear. Most of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Not
okay.
all of them. All right. Most of them are based on real physical things that.
Boxes.
With like tubes in them and
cables.
Crazy and shit. Yeah.
Crazy shit.
They're typically like, you know, pretty long.
Okay.
Heavy, okay. You know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
There's these mini versions.
These little tiny guys.
You get a lunchbox that can house like. Five little versions of all these things, and maybe for that road setup, like a lunchbox.
Was that on 40's list? A lunchbox?
Nah,
they're kind of niche.
Then it's
somebody
bullshit.
Else. I mean,
then it's 40 bullshit.
Was kind of just like 40 saw a young kid that was like, "Yo, I need to." like
you had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea.
He was like, and let's was just start off like, easy. He was kind of like a laptop.
Yeah, he was kind of like two headphones. Like he kind of took the nervousness out of it and like okay. let me know.
Yeah,
like stop overthinking this.
Yeah, yeah. And he gave me the basis, like the setup, and like I got it in my phone.
But okay, but Lunchbox, needless to say, was not on it.
No, the Lunchbox, I don't even think was a thing. Maybe
when he told you this list,
that might have been even before.
But Lunchbox is definitely a thing. I used it for a home setup that I did for Quando. We got a Lunchbox. But yeah, they're pretty cool.
Okay. You know? All right. So loudness wars, where do you guys stand on this? I heard there's basically like, can you describe it for like, you know, people that don't know what the fuck I'm talking about?
So, okay. Essentially, humans have this dumb thing in their brains.
Okay, we do.
Where they perceive louder music as better.
Mm-hmm.
So this war started where people were making their music louder and louder and mastering it hotter and hotter and louder to make it seem better.
Okay.
What happens when you make your music that loud? What is still happening?
Oh, okay, present.
When you master your shit that loud, you're losing your dynamic range. So your dynamic range is the difference between the quietest part of your song and the loudest part of your song.
It's just all loud.
It's all so fucking loud.
All the loudest.
And you lose this like beauty, the beauty of like when your song gets quiet and then it's down here and then it gets big and you feel, it feels bigger, right? Mm-hmm. Because you had this quiet part in relation to it. So now people are just squashing the shit out of their songs to compete. It sounds good in the club. And there's this whole debate on like, you know, is dynamic range more important or is loudness more important? So
is dynamic range or is loudness more important? Which side of the fucking picket fence do you stand on this? Is that the, I don't think that's the right.
To be honest, you got to kind of teeter the line. You know what I mean?
I knew it. I knew he was going to say that.
Somewhere in between.
Politically correct.
It's true though.
You got to teeter the line, you know, because it's also like, you know, what you hear, and it's also what the artist hears, you know, because if you want more chili on your hot dog and I'm making you a hot dog, I can't be like, that's no more chili,
Offset.
or whoever wants it, you know, it could be just a regular client, you know, like so many people, like I think engineers sometimes they're like, so like, I'm right, they're wrong. Like that sometimes you miss something that the artist is actually trying to say. Like, oh, wait a minute, I hear what you're talking about now. Like, you get what I mean? You gotta like really pay attention because they might not be able to communicate it to you in engineer terms. Like, they might be saying, oh, it's the EQ when really it's the compression, or really it's this when it's that, you know? Or
and people forget that mixing and mastering is subjective at the end of the day. Some people have, you know, their taste. Engineers all have a taste in how they mix.
Exactly.
There's no correct way to mix and master.
Exactly.
You have your taste. You hire an engineer for their taste.
Exactly.
So how much of what...
Sound it off.
Come on. How much of what you do you feel is like super technical versus super based on like feeling and vibe, right?
I'm the vibe master.
So you're not even worrying about...
Mixer. You handle that. I'm going to make sure it sound good. I'm going to make sure, where did we record it at? Were your vocals cool? Do you have your pop filter up? Do you know, were you clear? Were you peaking?
Yeah.
Were your headphones too loud?
Is
the artist happy, you know?
That's really
like,
what it is.
Like, I would notice different things like, okay, what's my artist's favorite drink? Or let me make sure that it's in the studio. Or
what's Offset's favorite drink?
Orange Fanta.
I fuck with that, man, Seth.
You know, might want to have an Orange Fanta ready for him to drink, you know, when he's in there already. Or, you know, I think when I was with, you know, Yachty, he likes candy and shit like that. You just got to be able to, you know, like, just create the vibe and, like, you're just a vibe. You know, a vibe still isn't like a rock in the room. You don't want to be, you know, too still or too big. You know, you're just a vibe. You're the wave.
Ooh.
It's funny because engineering, a great engineer could either be like invisible. Like, you're a great engineer because we didn't even notice you were there. You just, everything flowed perfect. Or you could go as far as having your whole thing that you are, your sound or your way of working. And neither one is really right or wrong. But you could potentially just be like an invisible engineer is sometimes a good thing.
But someone's got to set the vibe.
The vibe is always there. It's like, what kind of vibe are we in?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, are we recording in that vibe?
Okay.
Is it a rap song? If it's a rap song, we recording fast. I don't want to start you too far back, you know. But if this is a deep beat and you need time to think, and I could just feel it because we connected. You've been rapping. Okay, let me start it back so you can hear the whole
play from the beginning of the hook.
So you can hear it. You don't even have to tell me to do that. Sometimes I just know I can feel the vibe. Like that's more so what I'm going for. Like okay, oh, you're still trying to get this bar. You might not even remember what we've been rapping about this whole time. Let me just start it back for you. Or
that's a big one, like starting it over for context when artists start to lose the idea. It's like, all right, let's play this from the very beginning and remember what we're doing here. That's a big one sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Damn, bro. I feel like I'm ready to get in my next studio session, bro. Right? Just rip some shit, bro.
We'll talk about a discounted day rate with Jay Rich maybe after the cameras turn.
I cannot afford him, bro. Even at a significant discount, Jay Rich is not going to be my engineer. But Henry,
I hear you.
We've entered a final segment of the podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite segment.
Jay Rich recording me as a rapper just sounds like
I'd watch and laugh.
Comedy.
I'll shoot content. Okay. This is the Rapid Fire Rampage with Jay Rich. It's going to be a three-part rampage. I'll explain them as we go. We're just going to start with some short answer questions. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Starting with, what is the greatest music business podcast on the planet?
One more time.
Let's go. We're going to edit that to where you didn't have to think about it at all.
Who's the greatest recording engineer on the planet? Hold on. It's on the tip of my fucking tongue.
There was one guy. No. Yeah. We'll get back. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, back to the episode with Jay Rich.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. What is he doing again?
Software company? I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Shout out to Tracky.
He's probably proud of that answer, actually. Like, you should have said something a little more degrading, you know?
Probably, yeah. That was so actually
that,
dope.
So that it stung a little bit like it stung for us. Okay?
Yeah, true, true.
God damn, bro.
Anyway, you kind of asked half this question, but I'm going to reiterate.
Ask the other half.
What's your favorite and least favorite part of engineering?
Come on now. You know there's some...
Least, not getting a percentage.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. He's like, wait, why'd I have to think about that?
Yeah,
clearly. That was an easy answer.
And favorite?
Just that bond you create with that artist, like, especially being that a recording engineer. It's just a different kind of bond you create.
I love that. Jay Rich, give us your three quickest tips for leveling up your engineering skills for a beginner engineer out there.
Get your business in order.
Big.
You know, get your business in order. That is like, you know, get your LLC, business credit, you know, make sure you're with Trackit.
Yes.
You know, things like that would really help you. Number two, focus on networking, you know. A lot of things are out there. You know, if you're part of ASCAP sends like newsletters out.
I love their newsletter.
You know, you could pop out. Don't be afraid to go join shit and like network. You know, it's not that hard to be a part of the Grammy shit. So you can vote, like just do your research and, you know, network. And what we were talking about earlier, like networking diagonally. Don't be afraid to like work with people for free or like put your 10,000 hours in. And the third tip is get a job. Don't just focus. If you're like, don't be so artistic where you're thinking like, oh man, fuck getting a job. I'm doing this because I can't, you know, because I don't want to get a job. Because if you're thinking like that, then to be honest, engineering is way harder job than any 9-to-5 to me. So you're thinking wrong. You're actually signing up for another time-consuming job that could be a lot more, you know, stressful than you think. So, you know, don't put too much stress on yourself. Like, if you're just starting out and you just got your equipment and you just graduated school, like, just keep learning, like, and just take your own route. Like, I think I went to school, like, after I was engineering for a big-time artist, and I still went to school to learn, like, never be afraid to keep learning and...
Humble.
Yeah. For sure. Always be humble, like, you know.
I love that.
The getting a job thing's huge, bro.
I know.
Dude, everyone's so
too good for that.
Thinks they're so fucking cool because they're a starving artist only. And it's like, I promise you, that's not cool.
I can't afford anything. Yeah, you're not working.
And it's not that hard to learn about credit and taxes. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, financial literacy.
There's so many benefits of, you know, having that credit card or like business credit.
So once you get that money, you can hang on to some of it. Important. All right. J. Rich, we're going back in time to the day that you first started engineering. You could tell yourself one thing on that day. What would you tell yourself?
The day that I first started engineering?
Yes. You're tapping on your shoulder in the past.
I'll tell myself, get ready. Actually, my story is kind of funny. My first day engineering, my mentor, Thank Phrase, he's a producer. He was, we were working with like Auntie Deb and like all them. And he was like telling everybody I was his engineer, even though I wasn't. I was more like an assistant.
Hell yeah.
So he's like, tell everybody I'm engineering his records. Like, so one day he calls me. We built a studio at his house in the basement. So one day he calls me. He's like, yo, I need you to record Gucci Man. He's coming over. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I come over, you know, roll up a blunt, and, you know, Gucci Man goes in the booth, he takes my blunt.
Sounds like Gucci.
Yeah. And then,
that was
like,
him. That was wild.
I think I was in that seat for a total of, and every engineer knows about the infamous tap on the shoulder when you got to get up and let somebody else do it. So I was probably in that seat for like 10 seconds. And if I could tell myself anything, I would tell myself, like, hey, man, it's going to be all right.
Don't worry about this Gucci thing that's about to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to work out.
It's going to work out. Shrug it off, soldier.
Shrug it off, yeah.
Trust me, it's not going to go great, but, like, you'll be all right.
Yeah, like, my girlfriend at the time was like, you're not even doing anything down there. I'm like, fuck. Like,
she was right, bro.
Low-key.
But look at you now, bro. Look at you now.
That's right.
That's right. On the One More Time podcast.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Jay Rich, what are three plugins you can't live without?
I'm an old schooler too, so
some waves in the mix.
You know, cool little dynamic delay. You know, I really love that dynamic delay. You know,
ad libs get that a lot. I bet.
You know, moving when you're creative. You know, where would we be without Verify? You know,
Verify.
Yeah,
some of the
air work. Where would we be?
Type of shit.
Yeah, and I don't know. There's so many. They're always like coming out with the new.
I know.
The new of the new of the new. So
version 4.5.
Yeah, like so. I mean, I guess Auto-Tune.
Oh, that's a good one. That's actually a very good one.
It's a great one.
Sure. Okay, last one of the short answer. The segment is called How Many Times Have You Said It Today? And your word is bro.
Like 12.
12.
12, 12 bros?
A light 12 bros.
Today, I think it's average.
Yeah. That's like a bro an hour, bro.
Because I say bro. I got a lot of friends.
So happy that I did that. I didn't mean to do that, but that was pretty funny.
That's two in the same hour. You better slow down.
That's like all I've said to him. I don't even usually say bro.
I don't know about that.
Do I say bro?
Check our text after this.
Okay, anyway. I'm being condescending towards you, I'm probably like bro.
It's usually not a good thing if you said it.
You've already said it seven times.
Yeah, if he's pissing me off, it's bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro.
Yeah. Bro, why are you saying
nine
that?
Nine times. Now. Yeah.
Okay. The bro counter over here. Oh, that's 10. God damn it, J. Rich.
Stop at 10. All right. If you go to 11, I'm cutting your mic off.
Okay.
Just saying. This next session is the this or that. I'm going to give you two choices. You pick one. Very simple. Let's get into it. Starting with rapping or singing?
Engineering.
He was disgusted.
This could be an interesting section. Compression or EQ?
EQ.
One takes or punch-ins?
One take. But if you need to take a breath, it's okay to punch.
Yes. You do one take and then punch in like where you the one take started getting bad. Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good one take?
It's of course, that, we all do.
It's that
it makes the engineer's job the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
but when you're trying to one take like too far, and it's like, hey, it's okay to breathe. Like,
it's true.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Snares or claps?
Snares.
In studio or at the show?
In the studio.
Noon session or midnight session?
Noon. But I mainly do midnight.
Yeah, sure. But sure.
I'm trying to be home.
Yeah.
In my bed and
heard that.
Yeah.
I could never do midnight session.
Home studio or commercial studio?
The commercial. Mm. They always bake cookies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Like that. You have
is it Doppler that always cooks the home cooked?
Well, I'm cooking. Always on the road. So, but yeah, Doppler, I've heard.
They do.
Cookies.
They do. The
I've heard about their cookies.
Fresh baked.
Yeah.
Every you know, session.
Does
the
Doppler
problem
even exist
with studios
anymore?
And cookies. Studios. PSA. Stop having only chocolate cookies. I'm looking at the camera here. Sugar cookies.
Yeah. You want sugar cookies?
You gotta have the option.
I don't know.
What you think? I'm an animal?
No oatmeal though. No oatmeal.
Yeah, just an animal.
No oatmeal
just
raisin?
No.
Chocolate
no.
chips in my cookies all the time. Like, yeah. Just a little sugar.
Okay.
Sugar. You might get the session for the artist you want to work with just because
based on the sugar
of
cookie.
Your cookie selection.
Dude. That's the real game. That's the real game of this whole episode.
All right. That's the hook of the episode.
Yeah, we found it.
Yeah.
Okay, last one of the this or that. Become a full-time rapper or leave the music industry.
Am I a successful full-time rapper?
That's up to you.
Yeah, that we can't, we
I
can't
don't
see
know
the
how
future,
good you are.
J. Rich.
I mean, you used to rap.
J. Rich is a good rap name already, so that's
pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'm a full-time rapper. I can't really leave. To-
you can't do it.
I mean, at least you can engineer yourself.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Save a lot there. Okay, final section is the word association. I'm going to say one word, and you just say the first word that you think of off the top of your head as quick as possible. Here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Starting with hip-hop.
Jay-Z.
President.
Obama.
Eclipse.
The other day.
Microphone.
I don't know. I think this is because this is in front of me, but... SM7B.
These look like SM7Bs.
Yeah.
They're like fake SM7Bs. They're fine. Cake.
Cake?
Cake.
Red velvet.
Ooh, my favorite.
Purple.
Drink.
Bass.
Mint.
Ooh.
Never had that one before.
I made a new word. Golf.
Eastside Golf.
OnlyFans.
I don't know what that is.
Never heard of it. We're not the cops, okay? I know we're white, but like we're not. Henry looks like a cop. We get it, but like
OnlyFans is not illegal. First of all, what are y'all talking about?
I just whatever.
All right,
he just treated us like the feds. I mean,
more like his girl, but
yeah,
no Diddy. Anyway,
hey yo,
sorry. Yo, why did that enter the chat?
Man.
Okay.
We got some editing to do.
Keep it moving.
All right. A few more. Giraffe.
How do we go to that?
Keeping him on his toes.
Giraffe. There's like a giraffe manure in like Africa I always want to go to.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Sounds about right.
Studio.
Track It.
Lil.
Tekka.
That's so funny for some reason.
Off.
Set.
Let's go.
Track.
I was gonna do that, but he already said track it 2 ago. So
this has been your favorite engineer,
yes.
Jay Rich.
Yes.
What a visionary too, bro.
Yes. Just
overall hustler, entrepreneur. Like I love your style, man. Love your energy. Love the perspective you have, man, on just the music business as a whole. If y'all didn't pick up game, you should stop tuning in and week out. This has been the One More Time Podcast. Jesus. As always, please like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on Spotify Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. We are here each and every week. Until next time, Henry, what are we doing?
Getting out of here.
Getting the fuck out of here. Peace, y'all. All that shit like one more time.